Letters 321, 339, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 2, Cont. 321, to all the men and women's meetings that are gathered in the name of Jesus. Several scripture testimonies to the saints' practices, where all may see the practice of the holy men and women of God in their services in the Church of Christ, and what good works and practices and services they exhorted unto as follows, as you may see has in the Old and New Testament, which is the duty of all true Christians to follow. Giving, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. The woman wrought a good work upon Christ, as he said. Matt 26:10. Paul said to the church of the Colossians, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Col 1:10, and that you may be established in every good word and work. 2 Thessalonians 2:17. She, to wit, a widow well reported for her good works. 1 Tim 5:9-10. That the church which believe in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Titus 3:8. And let ours also, to wit, the Church of Christ, learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they may not be unfruitful. This says Paul to Titus and to the church. Titus 3:14. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Heb 10:24. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, for God gives us all things to enjoy. 1 Tim 6:18. But to do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Heb 13:16. As God has distributed to every man, and as the Lord has called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. 1 Cor 7:17. And Paul exhorts the church of the Romans to their distributing to the necessity of the saints, and of being given to hospitality. Rom 12:13. And to make contribution for the poor saints that were at Jerusalem, which the Apostle Paul mentions to the Romans in chapter 15, 26. Only that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do, said the Apostle to the church at Galatia. Gal 2:10. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given him, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praises and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Pet 4:11. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to the household of faith. Gal 6:9-10. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you do serve the Lord Christ. Col 3:17 and 23:24. Therefore, to him that knows how to do good, and does it not, it is to him sin. James 4:17. He that has pity on the poor, lends to the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Prov 19:17. And you may see, such as were careful to hearken unto the voice of the Lord God, and to obey and obey his commandments. For the Lord your God will bless you, as he has promised, you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. Deut 15:5-6. For the Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven to give you rain unto your land in his season, and to bless all the works of your hands. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Deut 28:12. And David said, I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. For he is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Psalm 37:25-26. A good man shows favor and lends, he will guide his affairs with discretion. PSA 112:5. The righteous shows mercy and gives. PSA 37:21. The righteous give and spares not, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Prov 21:26 and 22:9. And he that gives to the poor shall not lack. Prov 28:27. God gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. So all men should give of that which they have received of him, liberally, without upbraiding, as in James 1:5. And he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. Rom 12:8. Give, and it shall be given to you, said Christ. Luke 6:38. And see the care of the apostles of the poor saints, as in 2 Cor 9:1-12. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. 2 Cor 9:6 So every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver, mark, a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Mark. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food, and multiplies your seed sown, and increases the fruits of your righteousness. Issa 55:10. And 2 Cor 9:7-10 being enriched in every good thing to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. And you may see how the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto their brethren, who dwelt in Judea, and they sent it by the hands of Saul and Barnabas. Acts 11:29-30 And so of brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for God teaches you to love one another. 1 these 4:9 But who has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? 1 John 3:17 There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among men. Prov 30:14 And therefore the poor and needy are not to be oppressed, nor vexed, nor sent away empty, but relieved, and their cause is to be pleaded. As in Prov 31:9. And the apostle said to the church, give to him that needs. F 4:28 But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Phil 4:19 And Christ said, the Father knows what things you have need of. Matt 6:8 And you may see the manner and way of collections that the apostles ordered for the saints in 1 Cor 16:1-3. And the Lord said, if you deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house, and when you see the naked that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Isaiah 58:7-8 And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then shall your light arise in obscurity, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and make your bones fat, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Here is the practice of godliness. Isaiah 58:10-11 The hungry and thirsty, their souls faint in them, then they cry unto the Lord, and he satisfies the longing soul in their trouble, and fills the hungry with goodness, or good things. PSA 107:5-6-9 The Lord which made heaven and earth, which gives food to the hungry, preserves the stranger, and relieves the widow and fatherless, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. PSA 146:5-9 If your enemy hunger, give him bread to eat, and if he thirst, give him water to drink. You shall heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward you. Prov 25:21-22 And the law of God you may see in Ezek 18:7-9 He that has not oppressed any, but has restored the debtor his pledge, and has spoiled none by violence, and has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with his garment, he shall surely live, said the Lord God. And Job said, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy, and I was a father to the poor. Job 29:12-13-16 Dorcas, a woman, a certain disciple of Jesus Christ, when she was dead it is recorded, this woman was full of good works, Mark, full of good works and alms deeds, which she did in her lifetime, and all the widows, Mark, all they stood by Peter, the widows, and wept, and showed him the coats and garments that she had made while she was alive with them, Mark, with them. A women's meeting in the practice of religion. Acts 9:36-41 Pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27 And this religion is to be practiced by all the right and true Christians. For if a brother or sister be naked, and be destitute of daily food, and you say to one of them, depart in peace, warm yourselves, and fill your bellies, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what help is it? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead in itself. James 2, 15-17, and to show forth the works of faith, that works by love. If you afflict any widow or fatherless child in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, said the Lord, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Acts 22:22-24, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. PSA 145:9, the righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked regards not to know it, to wit, the cause of the poor, what condition they are in. Prov 29:7, and if your brother becomes poor and fallen in decay with you, then shall you relieve him. Yes, though he is a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Lev 25:35, the poor is hated even of his neighbor, but the rich has many friends. But he that is merciful to the poor, happy is he. Pro 14:20-21, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honors him, to wit, his maker, has mercy on the poor. Prov 14:31, he who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. Prov 17:5, whoso stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Prov 21:13, the Lord makes poor and makes rich, he brings low and lifts up. 1 Sam 2:7, therefore I command you, you shall open your hand wide unto your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in the land, said the Lord. Deut 15:11, the poor man uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. Prov 18:23, here you may see what care the Lord lays upon his people, to look after the poor, widows, and fatherless, both in the time of the law and in the time of the gospel, and how that they should obey him in his commands, the Lord God, who created all, and gives the increase of all, and gives man and woman good things, both temporal and spiritual, to do good withal. So the Lord is to be obeyed, and his truth is to be practiced. And the pure religion that is undefiled before God and the Father is above all religions in the world. And this religion is to visit the widows and fatherless in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Mark, unspotted from the world. And this religion is above the papists, that must have a purgatory to wash off their spots of the world, and above those Protestants, that plead they must have a body of death and sin to the grave, with which they are spotted like leopards. And these are the religions of the world, and are not the pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father, and their fatherless and widows in their afflictions are not visited, as they ought to be. And therefore, you who are come to be of this pure religion, that is undefiled before God and the Father, and do visit the widows and fatherless in their afflictions, and do keep yourselves unspotted from the world. You are of the religion that was not set up by man, but by Christ and his apostles above 1600 years since, by which you see over all the religions set up since, and see therefore that you practice it. And Job said, if I did despise the cause of my manservant, or of my maidservant, when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God shall arise? And when he visits, what shall I answer him? See the care of this patient man. Is not this for all the true Christians to practice? Job 31:13-15. And said Job, did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? Verse 15. And if I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless has not eaten thereof. For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her the widow from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Now, here you may all see the actions and practice of this man by his practicing the pure religion. So it is not a talk, but a walking in it, as you may see in Job chapters 30 and 31, and blessed is he that considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Psalm 41:1. Now, all you that profess God and Christ, see how you walk in the steps of these good men and women, and not only to talk as they did, but do and practice what they did. For it is not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom, but he that does what he commands. And Christ said, you call me Lord and Master, and you say, well, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. And if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. John 13:13-17. And Christ said, not everyone that say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matt 7:21. So all people may see by Christ's own words, that their saying and speaking of God and Christ and his prophets and apostles signifies nothing, except they do his will. That is, practice it, and be obedient to what he commands and requires. George Fox 322 to Friends in Cumberland. Numbered 332 in printing. Note, in the original book, the numbers of letters jump to 332 rather than 322, the next sequential number. We have renumbered the letters from this point on to preserve the sequential order. H.W. Dear friends who are gathered in the name of Jesus, by whom all things were made and created, who upholds all things by his word and power, and gives the increase of all things, the earth is his and the fullness thereof. And therefore let your minds and hearts be with the Lord, and your care cast upon him. And though the Lord is pleased now to try you, and to exercise you in sufferings, and permits your persecutors to your property, or cast you into prison, to try whether your minds be in him, or in the outward things he gives you. Yet let not visible things separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, nor no persecutions amaze you, nor separate your minds from the love of God. For all things shall work together for good to him that loves God. For the love of God bears all things and suffers all things, and those who confiscate property of the innocent and cast them into prison for serving and worshiping God, the Lord sees it and beholds it, and so leave them to the Lord to deal with them. For that which they get by confiscating, they will never be the richer for, and when they have done confiscating, the Lord can confiscate them and theirs. And all the goods they take from friends for serving God will torment them at last, and be a greater plague to them, more than keeping on your hats and saying thou to them was. And you have had experience how the other powers seized your property. But were they either the richer or the fatter? No, the more they ate, destroyed, and devoured, the more they looked like Pharaoh's lean cattle. And did not the Christians of old suffer joyfully the confiscation, spoiling of their goods, by professors and profane? So those who are born of the flesh will persecute them that are born of the Spirit. And those who will live godly in Christ Jesus must suffer persecution. And blessed are those who do suffer persecution for Christ and his righteousness' sake. And so never fear the loss of the fleece, for God can make it grow again, as he did poor Job's. And it is the way of the enemy and adversary to set upon the young convinced, to think by that means to make them to yield. For, have you not read, it was the way, how that the enemies of Israel of old fell upon the weak and feeble of their camp and the hindermost of the flock, but they had their reward at the end. And so wait upon the Lord, and he will support you, though he may try you a while, as he does all his saints, that the trial of your faith may come forth more pure than gold. And so never fear man, nor what they are permitted to do to you, but the Lord. Though the hungry lions may lack, yet those who wait upon the Lord shall not want any good thing. For his promise is, he will never leave them nor forsake them. And so the Lord God Almighty give you power and courage to stand against all the wiles of the enemy, and to be valiant for his truth upon the earth. And so, with my love in the everlasting seed, Christ Jesus, who is over him that makes to suffer, and will be when he is gone. George Fox Marshgrange, the 6th of the 4th month, 1676-323, to Friends in Barbados. Numbered 333 in printing. My dear friends in the heavenly relation, and Zion's children, among whom the stone that the builders rejected is elect and precious, and in him Christ, you are elect, who is the head of the corner of God's building. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, keep your meetings, in whom you all have salvation, and not by any other name under heaven. And though the Lord may try you, where your minds are, and in what, by the outward powers, yet be valiant for God's truth upon the earth. And if some of you are cast into prison, and your goods are spoiled, the seed is upon the head of him that makes to suffer, and will remain when he is gone. And the Lord God who gives the increase of all, both invisible and visible, can make the fleece to grow again. And therefore let your faith be in the power and word of life. And the authority of your men and women's meetings is the power of God. And all the heirs of the gospel are heirs of Christ, the heavenly man, and of his government, of the increase of which there is no end. And so all walk in Christ, who bruises the serpent's head that has gotten between you and God. So as you all are in him, then nothing can get between you and the Lord God. And so in the glorious order of the gospel, the power of God dwell, which is over the devil, and the world, and before he and it were, and the power of God will be when he and it are gone. This is the everlasting gospel, which brings life and immortality to light. And that you all may see over him that has darkened you, to him who was before he was, and the power of God will be when he is gone. And therefore walk in the glorious, blessed, peaceable, and comfortable order of the everlasting gospel. For the gospel, the power of God, is the gospel of peace, and the truth is peaceable. The devil, the destroyer and adversary, did not abide in the peaceable truth, and the kingdom of God stands in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the unity of the Spirit is a bond of peace. Yes, the bond of the heavenly man, the Prince of Princes, peace, that bond must be kept by all Zion's children, the heirs of life. And all seek the peace and good one of another, and dwell in the love of God that edifies the body of Christ, and bears all things, and endures all things, and build up one another in the most holy faith, which you have from Christ, the Holy One. For holiness becomes the house of God. And therefore all mind that which becomes his house. And now is the time for everyone to put on the armor of God, and to take his weapons and arms, that you may stand by God's ensign in the truth, against him that is out of truth, keeping on your helmet of salvation as a token of your victory, and your breastplate of righteousness, which preserves both mind, heart, and soul, and your loins girded with truth, that you may be valiant for it, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the power of God, that your feet may stand fast over all slippery places, in the power of God, the gospel that is sure and everlasting. Here is your armor. And your weapon is the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the word of life and salvation, and wisdom and reconciliation. That is as a sword and a hammer, to cut down and hammer down that which has made a separation between you and God, and is as fire to burn it up. And the shield of faith, that is your shield by which you have victory and access to God. By which faith all the just live, and are saved, and contend for it, which is declared to the saints by Christ, who is the author and finisher of it. And by this faith you come to Christ, the author, and as many as receive him, walk in him, that you may be always fresh and green in him, who bruises the head of the serpent that has made people lean and barren, and has made so many barren mountains, which Christ is gathering and calling his people from, that they might walk in the light of the Lord, and come to the mountain of the house of the Lord, that is established above all the mountains, where God teaches all his, the way of life, truth, and salvation. And the mountain of the house of the Lord is always green, with fresh springs and fruitful, and all that live under God's teaching know it. So serve God in the Spirit, and in the newness of life which is over the old, that the Lord God's presence may be felt among you. And his Son, a prophet to open to you, and a priest to sanctify you, a bishop to oversee you, and a shepherd to feed you, the rock of your age and ages, the foundation of your generation and many generations. And who are in him who was elected before the foundation of the world, they build upon him, who is the first and the last, the beginning and ending. In him you have all life and salvation, who is the Amen. And my desire is that you may, in the power of God, encourage all the faithful women in your island, in the work and service of God. And now you have 6 men's meetings. If you had as many women's meetings, it would include all the faithful women in all the corners of your island, and some of your ancient faithful women to go from meeting to meeting, till they are settled in the power of God, and that will keep all alive in the Lord's working power and living life. And all that are not faithful, let them be admonished to faithfulness, that they may come into the light, and life, and service of God and Christ. For all the wise-hearted and faithful women in the time of the law were to work about the tabernacle of God and the holy things, and they were called the assemblies of the women. And all the women in the time of the law were to offer sacrifices upon God's altar, as well as the men. And now in the time of the gospel, which has brought life and immortality to light, God does pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and therefore live in the gospel and its order. And all true Christians, men and women, do offer their spiritual sacrifices to God, who is a Spirit. And therefore, my friends, be valiant for God's truth upon the earth. Dwell in love, that will bear all things, and let there be an order entered in your books, that there be no provoking words spoken in your meetings. But if any have anything to say, let them speak to them in love privately. And when you have settled your six women's meetings, then you may have a 6 weeks or a monthly meeting, as well as a quarterly meeting, as you may see fit. And so that all your wells of life may be kept open, and everyone have a fresh spring springing up in you, so that in every one of you the living water of life may flow. So that you all may be refreshed with the fountain of life, and feel Christ a bishop to oversee, and a counselor to counsel, and a king to rule in you hearts, and a prophet to open, and a shepherd to feed you the heavenly food. And see that nothing be lacking among you, both inward and outward. And whatsoever is decent, comely, modest, virtuous, righteous, and of good report, follow after and be steadfast upon Christ the rock and foundation. And whatever you do, let it be done in the name of Jesus, that is, in his power, and mind the gospel of peace, and its order which has brought life and immortality to light, that you may be preserved in life and in immortality by the immortal power. And all to be children of the wisdom that is from above, which is pure and peaceable and easy to be entreated, keeping the unity in God's Holy Spirit, in which is the bond of the Prince of Princes peace, in whom you have all peace, life, and salvation. I received your letter from your quarterly meeting, and I am glad that you are in the Lord's work and service. And my desire is that you all may stand up for the glory and honor of the Lord God, and that his blessings may abound among you. And so if you do write to New England and Jamaica, where I hear they have precious men and women's meetings, it might do well to encourage one another in the work and service of God, so that the women may all be helpmates to the men in the restoration, in the image of God, as man and woman were in before they fell. So with my love and the seed of life to all friends in the island. George Fox Swarthmore, in Lancashire, the 25th of the 8th month, 1676, 324. To Friends in the Isle of Man, numbered 334 in printing. My dear friends, be valiant for God's truth upon the earth, and live in the light and power and Spirit of God, that you answer that of God in all, by which their minds may be turned to God. And keep your meetings in the name of Jesus, in whom you have salvation, whose name is above every name under the whole heaven, that the Lord's glory you may see to shine in and about your tabernacles, and his presence among you to teach and order you, and be you obedient to it. So with my love to you all in the everlasting seed, who bruises the head of the serpent, which seed lives and reigns over all, from everlasting to everlasting in his glory, in whom the saints do sit down in their peace and rest and joy forevermore. Amen. George Fox Swarthmore, the 5th month, 1676, 325, to friends in Virginia and Maryland. Numbered 335 in printing. My dear friends, all dwell in the love of God, and in his power and truth, that the presence of the Lord God you all may enjoy, who is the life of you all, and the length of your days, who has the breath of all mankind, and the spirits of all flesh in his hand. And in him you do all live and move and have your being, who is your rock and salvation and fountain of life and of all your mercies and or your water of life, and therefore serve and honor and fear and worship him in his spirit and truth. And that you all may abide in the holy, heavenly, and spiritual vine, and in him bring forth heavenly and spiritual fruits, to the glory of God, who sent his Son to be a leader, and the way to God, who draws all men up to himself where he is ascended, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, out of all sin and transgression, by which man was driven from God, that made him barren and unfruitful. And therefore be separated from the world to the Lord, by the word which was in the beginning, which divides the precious from the vile, that by which word you may be reconciled to God, which word reconciles all things in heaven and in the earth in one, which word hammers down that which made two. And so by the glorious everlasting word of life you are born again of the immortal seed of God, and feed upon the milk of this everlasting word, which lives and abides and endures forever, and was in the beginning. By which word you have wisdom and salvation, by which wisdom all God's children are justified. The Lord God in his immortal power preserve you, out of all evil and out of the earth, and over your enemies, within and without, in his everlasting seed Christ, that is over all, to his glory forever. Amen. George Fox 326. To Friends at Danzig. Numbered 335 in printing. Dear friends, in the love of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, look above all your outward sufferings, and him that is out of truth, that makes you to suffer. And let nothing separate you from the love of God which you have in Christ Jesus, by whom all things were made. I say, let not the birth of the flesh, with all his carnal weapons, jails and prisons, threats or reproaches, move you, nor separate you from the love of God, nor from your foundation, the rock of ages, Christ Jesus, but feel the well of life springing up in you, to nourish the plant that God has planted in you, of his renown, that may grow up within his hedge, his power, which will keep out the devil and all the venomous beasts from entering into God's garden or kingdom. And therefore let your faith stand in the Lord's power, which is your hedge and defense, and which is your keeper, and will keep you safe, that you need not be afraid of your enemy, your adversary. For the Lord's power is over his head, and you within his power, then nothing can get between you and God. And in the power of the Lord is the city set upon his hill, where the light shines, and the heavenly salt is, and the lamps burning, and trumpets sounding forth the praise of God, of the eternal joy, in his eternal word of life, that lives and abides and endures forever. And so to the praise and glory of God you may bring forth fresh and green fruit, being grafted into the green tree that never withers. Oh, be valiant for God's glory and his truth upon the earth, and spread it abroad, answering that of God in every man and woman's conscience, knowing him that has brought everlasting peace into the earth, so that the songs of salvation may be in your mouths. For it is said, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So every true believer will confess to Christ his salvation, their way, light, and life, out of death and darkness, their prophet to open to them, their shepherd to feed them, and their bishop to oversee them, their captain and commander to command and to lead them, their counselor to counsel them, and their priest who has offered himself for them and also sanctifies them and offers them up to God, to whom be all praise and glory forever. Amen. I wrote something to the magistrates, which is in print in England, which, if you have it not to give them, you may send into Holland, and let it be translated into your language, and given to them, and spread it up and down in your country. And as for truth in this part of the world, and in America, it prospers and spreads and goes on, and by it many men and women are made God's free men and women, being redeemed from him who is out of truth, that they may serve God in the new life in Christ Jesus, out of the old life in Adam and the fall, and so come to live in the heavenly unity, wisdom, love, and dominion. So in that love that bears all things and keeps your hearts, minds, and souls up to God, which comes from God, through which you come to love God and Christ and one another, in that live and dwell. George Fox Swarthmore, the 17th of the 3D month, 1676, 327. To Friends in Holland. Numbered 337 in printing. Dear friends, to whom is my love in the seed of life, that bruises the head of the seed of death? And through him you have all life eternal. Who is the foundation of the prophets, and the apostles, and all God's people, in all ages, their rock to build upon, that will stand the waves of the sea, and all storms and foul weather? Who is the horn of your salvation, to push down all that stands in your way to God, and to push down him that has led man and woman from God? So that you may all sing of your rock, and the horn of your salvation, as the holy ones did in ages past. And Christ, who is your foundation, the Lamb of God, who has been slain from the foundation of the world. But now he has overcome the world, and is risen, and ascended far above all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. And is raising down to the ground the world's foundation, from which foundation he has been slain, and is setting up himself, the living and everlasting foundation, for all his to build upon. And therefore, because the world and its foundation, Christ is raising down, they are offended and angry, and the heathen rage and take counsel against the anointed. But it is to no purpose, for he will shake the foundation of all false religions, ways, worships, churches, and teachers, and will make the pillars of them to totter, and they must be at their wits' end before they see another foundation. For God shook down the four monarchies, the great empires of the world, and scattered them abroad with his wind, as the chaff of the summer floor, all those great persecutors. And the little stone that is cut out of the mountain without hands, that no earthly man has the glory of, is becoming a great mountain, and will fill the whole earth, glory to God forever. And it will dash down all men's glory and pride, let them soar as high as Nebuchadnezzar, and shelter as many under them as he did, in their sects, that he may make them to know, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and that his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And therefore, all friends, that know the light, which is the life in Christ, be faithful in the truth, and spread it abroad, answering the light of Christ in everyone. For Christ told his disciples, go preach the gospel unto all nations. And since that was done, our many gathered into the fellowship and order of it. But since the world has worshipped the beast and given their glory and honor to him instead of God and Christ, which beast is out of truth and had his power from the dragon and the whore, and all nations have drunk of her cup, and she has rode upon the beast. And now the everlasting gospel must be preached again to all nations, tongues, and people who dwell upon the earth. So all nations have been darkened from life and immortality. And now the gospel, which is the power of God, brings life and immortality to light again, that they may come to see over him that has darkened them, and before he was. And such come into the city of the heavenly Jerusalem, and drink of the waters of life freely. And therefore, all live and walk in the light, in which you have fellowship and unity, and be at peace among yourselves, and in love which edifies and bears all things. For this is what surpasses knowledge, and keeps in the humility of Christ Jesus. So my desires are that you may all spread and grow in the vine, for the Lord has a great people to come out in those parts, which I saw in 1651. And therefore labor in God's power, that you may increase your heavenly treasure and enter into the joy of the Lord. And so, with my love to all in the truth, that walk and live in it, that by it they may be made God's freemen. George Fox Swarthmore, the 2nd of the 7th month, 1676, 328, to friends in Maryland and Virginia. Numbered 338 in printing, my dear friends, be valiant for the truth, and the power of it, in the spirit and faith of Jesus, and let no one take your crown. For the saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony Jesus. And so fear not the wrath of man, but fear the Lord, and keep your men and women's meetings in the name of Jesus, in whose name you have salvation, life, and peace, so that all may be in the vine, bringing forth heavenly fruit to the glory of God. And so feel his banner of love over you, and you sitting under the shadow of the Almighty, and look over that which makes to suffer, to that which was before it was. And know your faith, to stand in the seed that bruises the head of it. Which seed, Christ, is your rock and foundation, who will raise down the foundation of the world of wickedness, from which foundation the Lamb has been slain. But he is risen, and has overcome the world, and has the victory. Glory to the Lord God and the Lamb forever. Amen. And in him you have the victory, and do overcome. And those who do overcome shall eat of the hidden manna, and shall go no more forth into the barren world of wickedness, but feed in the fruitful land of the living, and their feet shall be set in a sure place. And beautiful are the feet of those that publish peace and glad tidings, and that say in truth and righteousness to Zion, your God reigns. Who is a consuming fire to the wicked? And the joy of the Lord is strength to the righteous. So serve the Lord in the newness of life, for the Lord is dishonored in the old life of wickedness, and keep the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace, which no man can take away. So, with my love to you all in the everlasting seed, that changes not. George Fox 329, numbered 339 in printing. All my dear friends and brethren, everywhere in the name and power of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, life and peace, live and walk in the Lamb which has the victory. And so in the humility of Christ, which you have learned of him, and in patience with which you run the race and obtain the crown of immortal life, and in the love of God all dwell, which will warm all your hearts and knit and unite you together and build you up a holy temple for the Lord. And his love will keep and carry you above all things to the glory of God. And this love will enable you to bear all things whatever wicked men can do unto you, or what the Lord may try you withal. So let your faith be in the invisible God and his Son, who is able to succor you and save you to the uttermost, who is over all, King immortal, invisible, the only wise God, blessed forever. Amen. So God Almighty establish you all upon this holy rock and foundation, Christ Jesus, who is the same today as yesterday, and so forever, who is all the holy men and women's foundation, who is the first and the last, the beginning and ending, the saints' mediator and peacemaker between them and God. Their joy and rejoicing is in him, their everlasting joy, the Amen, blessed forever. So with my love in the Lord Jesus Christ unto you all, in whom I have labored, and among you. George Fox Swarthmore, the 19th of the 12th month, 1676, 330, to friends in New Jersey in America. Numbered 340 in printing, my dear friends, in New Jersey, and you who go to New Jersey, my desire is that you may all be kept in the fear of God, and that you may have the Lord in your eye in all your undertakings. For many eyes of other governments or colonies will be upon you, yes, the Indians, to see how you order your lives and conversations. And therefore, let your lives and words and conversations be as becomes the gospel, that you may adorn the truth and honor the Lord in all your undertakings. Let that only be in your eye, and then you will have the Lord's blessing and increase, both in basket and field and storehouse, and at your lying down you will feel him, and at your goings forth and comings in. So that you may answer the light, and the truth, in all people, both by your godly lives and conversations. Serving the Lord, and with a joyful heart, being valiant for his truth, upon the earth, and the glorious name, in whom you have salvation. And keep up your meetings for worship, and your men and women's meetings for the affairs of truth, both monthly and quarterly. And after you are settled, you may join together and build a meeting house. And do not strive about outward things, but dwell in the love of God, for that will unite you together and make you kind and gentle one towards another. And to seek one another's good and welfare, and to be helpful one to another. And see that nothing be lacking among you, then all will be well. And let temperance and patience and kindness and brotherly love be exercised among you, so that you may abound in virtue and the true humility. Living in pence, showing forth the nature of Christianity, that you may all live as a family and the church of God, holding Christ your heavenly head, and he exercising his offices among you, and in you, and hold him, the head, by his light, power, and spirit. And that will keep your minds over the earthly spirit, up to God. For the earth and the sea and all things therein are his, and he gives the increase thereof. And therefore be not over eager after outward things, but keep above them in the Lord's power, and seed Christ Jesus, that is over all, in whom you have all life, election, and salvation. And write over yearly from your meetings how you are settled, and how your affairs go in the truth, and how your men and women's meetings are settled. And my desires are that we may hear that you are a good savor to God in those countries, so that the Lord may crown all your actions with his glory. So with my love to all. George Fox Swarthmore, the 4th of the first month, 1676-33-1. Numbered 341 in printing, my friends, all you who know God and Christ to be your teacher, and have come to be the sons and daughters of the Lord God, and are in his new covenant, in which you all know the Lord, and do not need any man to say unto you, know the Lord. And are heirs of the gospel of peace and salvation, which has brought life and immortality to light. And that by the power of God, the gospel, you see over him, the adversary and the destroyer, who has darkened you. And so do know, that the power of God is the authority of your men's and women's meetings. In it keep them, and all other meetings. And all those who are heirs of grace, and heirs of life, and heirs of the gospel, keep your men's and women's meetings in the power of God, the authority of them. And those who cry against them, or you, strive not with them, for they will in God's time die of themselves and wither away. But keep your testimony of the life, and of grace, and of the gospel, and of the order of it, and your faith in him, your teacher, who bruises the head of the serpent, the author of all disorder and ill government. Even Christ, of the increase of whose government in his truth and power and righteousness, there is no end. Glory to the Lord God forever. And so all strive to be of one mind, and heart, and soul, and spirit, and faith, living together in unity, and in the love of God, all drinking into one spirit, by which you are baptized into one body, having one head, who is heavenly and spiritual, and in the one spirit by which you are circumcised, which puts off the body of the sins of the flesh. So as you do keep to the Spirit of Christ, it will keep you to be one body, and to him the one head, Christ Jesus, the Amen. George Fox 332. Numbered 342 in printing, my dear friends and brethren, that faith, which is the gift of God, which all the saints lived in, and by which they pleased God and had victory, by which they had access to God, and by and in which faith they did walk. And all the just in all ages and generations did live by the same faith. Do you all live and walk now in your age? I say, walk in that faith by which Enoch, the seventh from Adam, was translated, and by which he had this testimony that he pleased God. And also keep in that faith by which Noah built his ark, wherein he and his family were preserved, when the old world, that grieved God and his good spirit, were drowned. And also walk in that faith by which Abraham forsook his father's house and native country and their idolatrous religion. And live in that faith by which Moses forsook Egypt and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of the world for a season. And by this faith, which is the gift of God, he saw God, who is invisible, And by this faith was Rahab the harlot saved and her family. And by this faith the walls of Jericho fell down, without any outward instrument of war. And by this faith Jacob went down into Egypt, and his children, and by this faith he knew they should return again. And the Jews that did not keep in this faith, their carcasses fell in the wilderness, but those who kept in this faith entered into the land of promise. And by this faith had all the valiance of God the victory, and his holy prophets and prophetesses, as you may read all along in the scriptures. And by this faith were they kept in the fire, and by it the violence of the fire was quenched, and by it the mouths of the lions were stopped. So by this faith they had the victory. And by this faith was Elijah taken up to heaven. And so, as Christ Jesus said, faith saves and makes whole. And all are to look unto Jesus, the heavenly and the spiritual man, the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, by whom all things were made and created, who is the first and the last, to be both the author and finisher of their faith. Now Christ said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? For all, both Jews and Gentiles, were concluded under sin and unbelief. So sin and unbelief were over them, and they shut up under it. So whosoever has this true, saving, and justifying faith, Christ Jesus has been the author of it, and is the finisher of this divine and precious faith. So all eyes must look unto him, for he is both the author and finisher of this living, precious, and divine faith. And this is the faith of God's elect, by which faith they have access to God and know their election, by which faith they are translated from death to life, and from the darkness to the light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God, and from the corruption to the incorruption, and from the mortal to the immortal, and from the natural to the spiritual. And by this faith, the devil, the destroyer, is resisted, who abode not in the truth. And by this faith the fiery darts are quenched of Satan, the adversary of man, and he thereby is overcome. So by this faith you come to know the partition wall, broken down, that has been between you and God. So in this faith are all the household of faith to build upon Christ Jesus, who bruises the serpent's head, who is the author and finisher of faith. And this is called the holy faith, and the one faith, and by this one faith, which Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of, by whom all things were made and created. By it we do understand the worlds were made, by the word of God. And this is the faith which all the household of faith are to contend for, this one faith which Christ Jesus is the author of. Which faith is the gift of God, and is held in a pure conscience. And it is called the mystery of faith, for no natural men, with all the arts, languages, and wisdom upon the earth, can find it out or know this mystery, nor make it. For Christ Jesus, the heavenly and spiritual man, is the author and finisher of it. And no natural man, though he may have all the languages that began at Babel, and yet he may not know the mystery of this one faith, which Christ Jesus is the author of. For Pilate that set Hebrew, Greek, and Latin atop of Christ, who is the author and finisher of faith. He was so ignorant of the mystery of faith that he asked Christ, what is truth? And the Greeks, who spoke natural Greek, and the Hebrews, who spoke natural Hebrew, the preaching of Christ, the author and finisher of the true faith, was a stumbling block and foolishness to them. So I do conclude that no man or woman has true faith only by the natural knowledge, reading, or understanding of the original tongue and language of the New Testament, no more than the natural Jews had by the reading or knowing of the natural tongue of the Old Testament. Nor can any in the whole world have true faith, except Jesus Christ be the author and finisher of it. Now those who say that the tongues are the original, and that by them the orthodox men and divines, so called, are qualified, which tongues began at Babel, and these are the preachers that make faiths for people, who have gotten scriptures in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. But I must tell you that Pilate and Herod and the Jews and the chief priests and the Greeks and others that could speak Latin and Greek and Hebrew naturally knew not Christ, nor this one faith which is the gift of God, which Christ is the author of. No more can they, with all their natural knowledge of all the tongues, until Christ Jesus, the author of the true and saving faith, give it unto them. By which one faith was Enoch translated before the many languages were, and by which faith Abel's sacrifice was accepted, and by which faith Noah built the ark, and by which faith he was saved. And by which faith now all the household of faith are saved from the wrath, by which God will destroy the wicked world, which is reserved in store by the same word unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men, which word will hammer down all and burn up all and cut down all the ungodly. And by which word all things were made, by which word of life and wisdom his people are reconciled to God, and therefore they love the word Christ, who fulfills the mind of God. George Fox 333, numbered 343 in Printing Friends, in the power and image and truth and wisdom of God, who are come under God and Christ's teaching. The heavenly and spiritual man, do not you strive about men, like the carnal Corinthians, that cried, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos. And those who do so, leave them to themselves, after you have admonished them to keep to the light, grace, and faith that comes from Christ. If they will not hear it, nor him, nor you, then I say they must be left to themselves. And you, whose faith stands not in men, but in Christ, the author of it, and in his gospel of salvation, by which you are saved, which gospel is the power of God, your keeper. Keep yourself in the order of the gospel, the power of God, all you that are heirs of it. And in this power of God, keep your men and women's meetings, the power of God being the author and authority of them, by which power of God, the gospel, you are saved and have your liberty. And in it, you are over him that would destroy you and darken you and keep you in bondage. In which power of God, the gospel, you see life and immortality brought to light. So it is the gospel that has brought it to light and keeps life and immortality and an understanding up in you, above him who has darkened you from it. Now this is an everlasting and invisible power in which you are all helpmates in the restoration by Christ the heavenly and spiritual man, whereby you are brought into the image, likeness, righteousness, holiness, and power of God that man and woman were in before they fell. And now the same Spirit that drew Adam and Eve from the image and likeness of God, and his power and righteousness and holiness, under pretense to feed upon that which God had forbidden them, for they thought they should have been wiser than God had taught them, would keep man and woman in the fall. Now they, by hearkening to that Spirit and eating of the forbidden fruit, fell and lost the image of God and righteousness and holiness and the power in which they had the dominion, and were brought into the fall by hearkening to this false spirit, the adversary, who envied their happiness and prosperity. And so by their fall they came under another power, another image, another likeness, and another God, even the God of the world. Now this adversary and deceiver appeared against man in paradise, and now men and women are deceived by him and under his power in the earth, who creeps on his belly and dust is his meat. This same spirit, who is the adversary and destroyer who led Adam and Eve into the fall, strives to keep men and women in the fall and in the earth, and opposes them in their conversion, regeneration, and restoration. And this was the same spirit that rose in Cain against Abel and envied his acceptable sacrifice and his righteous state, as it did Adam and Eve's prosperity in the ruling power, wherein they had dominion over all. And the same spirit is risen now, which strives to keep people in the fall where he has got them, that men and women should not be helpmates in the restoration by Christ Jesus, as they were in before they fell, in power and righteousness and holiness and likeness and image of God. So I say, the same spirit that envied Adam and Eve before they fell, the same spirit opposes the men and women's meetings in the order of the gospel, in their restoration. And that which led them into the fall does strive to keep them in the fall, that it might be Lord, and not Christ Lord, who restores them. So the same spirit now would not have all men and women to have dominion in the power of God, over all in the restoration, as they were helpmates together in the beginning. And this is the adversary, the serpent, that led into the fall, and would keep in the fall and there behead. But Christ, who is the head and gives forth the order of his gospel, for his people to live and walk in and under his spiritual and heavenly government, bruises the head of this adversary to man and woman and God's order and government and teaching. And Christ, who bruises his head, is the head of all his people that sits under his teaching and under his order and government which they are to walk in. So the same spirit is risen that rose against Noah in the old world. Yes, it is seen what the sons of God run into then, even that which grieved God, by following that spirit which led from God, which led Adam and Eve also from God. But Noah was preserved in the ark, over the floods, when the old world was drowned, but all God's people are preserved in Christ Jesus, over the floods of the world. And that spirit that led Adam and Eve into the fall, and to feed upon that which made them think that they should be wiser than God had taught them. I say, they are preserved in Christ Jesus, the ark, over all the floods of the adversary, and from the judgments that God brings upon him, and them that follow him. And as Noah was preserved in the ark, over the outward floods that drowned the old world, so will God's people be preserved from the fire and brimstone that is prepared for the wicked and the devil and his angels. And the same spirit is risen now that led Nimrod to build Babel, a city to preserve him and them after the flood, but God did confound them and their work. And so he will do to all such builders. For you see how God did confound all the Jewish builders, yes, the wise master builders, who rejected Christ the cornerstone and his order and his government and his counsel. And the great city Babylon, which this spirit and its followers have built since the apostles, is come into remembrance with God, which the same destroying spirit has built, that led Adam and Eve from God, and from the order he placed them in. So this same spirit, which has led man and woman from the order the apostles were in, strives to lead people from it now, where it is risen. And the same spirit that led Cain to kill Abel, who afterwards built a city, and the same spirit that led Adam and Eve from the command of God in paradise, leads from it now. But God will lay Cain's city waste, and there is no lodging in it for the saints, who seek another city, whose builder and maker is God. And the same spirit is risen now, that arose in Pharaoh and in Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, in Pharaoh to oppose the people and stop them from going out of Egypt and walking in the law of God, in which they might worship God. Which law of God was good, just, and holy, and went over all transgression and sin, which led into death, that it might reign, and not the Lord and his law. And that spirit that led Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, who thought Moses took too much upon him and busied himself too much, pretending that the people were holy, so would not have them go further, but there to have made a stop and set down according to its will. But see how they were stopped, and what became of Pharaoh, how he was sunk in the sea and the other into the earth. And what became of them that opposed Aaron in his priesthood, their rods did not bud, yet they would have been teachers and ministers, but had not the fruit in the tabernacle in the morning, that they might see how to deal their bread to the hungry. And therefore they whose rods did not bud, God's fire consumed them. For they have nothing to offer to God but manifest presumption and rebellion, and see the end of such. And the same spirit that rose against the prophets and the Jews, who resisted the Holy Ghost and rebelled against the Spirit, is risen now, and is the same spirit that deceived Adam and Eve in paradise, which led the people from God and his law and his prophets. But what became of these Jews, and what was their end? Some to the fire, some to the sword, and some to captivity, as you may read. And those that rebelled against Moses and Joshua and Caleb wandered in the wilderness till they perished and came not to the good land. And therefore, keep under Christ Jesus' teaching, who is the prophet God has raised up, like Moses, whom all should hear and obey. And the same spirit is risen now that rose against Christ and the apostles. And Christ called them serpents, and of their father the devil, the destroyer, the adversary, who had deceived Adam and Eve by his false teaching, and envied their happiness and led them from God. So you may see how these Jews, high and low, were gone from God and his law and his command by hearkening to and obeying this spirit, which had led Adam and Eve to disobey God's command, and therefore they would not receive his son, nor his order, nor doctrine. And what became of all these Jews? Was not their city laid waste, and they scattered over all nations, and they destroyed by the destroyer, who had denied Christ their Savior, that wept over them, and would have saved them from destruction? And these came to John, and were baptized by him, and rejoiced in his light for a season, and many had followed Christ, and said he was a prophet. Yet at last these turned from him who descended and ascended. And he told them that rejoiced in John's burning light for a season, God's mind was not abiding in them, and that they had not seen his shape, nor heard his voice at any time. And that they received honor of man, but did not know Christ the heavenly man, who did not receive the honor of the earthly man, who received their favor from each other. And those had said he was a prophet, when he said, they must eat his flesh, the heavenly bread that came down from heaven, then they forsook him, for their minds turned downward to feed upon that which was below. And the same spirit is risen now, that rose against the apostles, as you may see in their epistles, in the Romans, Corinthians, and in Peter, Timothy, Titus, Jude, and John. Some got the form of godliness and denied the power, and some were enemies to the cross of Christ, the power of God. Others were getting another gospel than the power of God, which brought them under the curse. Others were speaking the things of God in the words that man's wisdom taught them. Others, their faith was standing in words and not in the power of God. Others, their faith was standing in Paul and Apollos, which should have stood in Christ, which grieved the apostles, for their faith should have stood in Christ, whom they preached. Others with good words and fair speeches deceived the hearts of the simple. And therefore, all they who preached faith and made shipwreck of faith were and are still denied. And all such as preach God and Christ and crucify Christ to themselves afresh and deny God and their works were then and are denied. And all such as preach the light and walk in darkness and preach the Spirit, the fruits of which are love and peace, and are in strife and enmity, were never owned by God, nor Christ, nor good men, though they may be called Christians. And all such as preach liberty and themselves were servants of corruption, were and are still denied. And all such as cry, Lord, Lord, and preach, Christ, Christ, and do not his will, enter not into his kingdom themselves. And into it they can bring none that do not go into it themselves, which kingdom stands in power and in joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And all such as preach the word of God and are not doers of the word, they are deceivers of their own souls, and they may deceive others with the good words. And such cannot be reconciled to God, neither can they bring others to reconciliation with God. So this spirit is but one, which spirit all along has wrought against the true spirit of God in all his people, and was in strife and contention and noise against the righteous in all ages. But it wrought its own destruction and the fall of them that followed it, as you may see through all the scriptures. And therefore, all are to keep the unity of the spirit, the bond of the heavenly man Christ Jesus peace, who renews man up into the image of God, as man was in before befell. And not only into that state, but up into himself that never fell, where they know both his gospel order and his heavenly government and are subject to it. He being the head above all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, who is ascended above all, that he might fill all things. Who is over all, the beginning and ending, and lives and reigns from everlasting to everlasting, the Amen. George Fox 334, An Epistle to be Read in the Men and Women's Meetings. Numbered 344 in printing. Dear friends, my love in the Lord Jesus Christ, to you all in whom I have labored, and my desires are, the God of all peace and the Son of peace, may fill your hearts with his love and peace and wisdom and knowledge in all things to do his heavenly glorious will. In that you will know his Son's doctrine, and as you know it, obey it. And my desires are in the Lord, that you may all walk worthy of your vocation, and of him who has called you to holiness and righteousness and to peace, so that his peace may flow as a river, and righteousness run down as a stream to the gladness of the city of God, the walls of which are his power and salvation and light and life. And now, my friends, keep all your meetings in the name of Jesus, in whom you have all salvation, which is above every name under the whole heaven, in which name, and no other, there is salvation. And also, all your men and women's meetings everywhere, keep in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel, by which he has brought life and immortality to light in you, that you may see over him that has darkened you, and before he was, which power will preserve you in life and immortality. So that you may now all labor in the gospel, the power of God, in his glorious and comfortable gospel, joyfully serving the Lord in his gospel of peace, through which gospel you have peace with God. So that in this gospel, the power of God, there can come nothing between you and God. Here is your heavenly order, not of man nor by man. So that all the faithful men and women may, in the Lord's power, be stirred up in their inheritances of the same gospel, and to labor in it, helps mates in the restoration, as man and woman were before the fall, in the garden of God. All are to work in his righteousness, and in his image, in his power, in his garden, to subdue the earth, and keep the dominion in his power, in the restoration, as man and woman did in the image of God before the fall. Whosoever would hinder you in this work, it is the same serpent's spirit that led Adam and Eve into the fall, from the work of God, which now would keep you in the fall, to do his work and command, and not the Lord's. And therefore over that keep your dominion, authority, and inheritance in the restoration, in the power of God, in which every one of you must give an account to God. And therefore be diligent in the Lord's power, light, life, and spirit, in which you all see your services to God, so that he may be glorified among you all and in you all, and over you all his glory may shine. And you all, men and women, in your men and women's meetings be diligent, laboring in the light, life, and the power of God, the gospel, in the garden and church of God. so that righteousness and peace may flow down among you, and truth and godliness, purity, virtue, and holiness over all that is contrary. And that the weight and care of God's glory and his honor and his pure holy name and his truth, religion, and worship you may all stand up for, against anything that would cause it to be evil spoken of by ill walkers and talkers. And let all things you do be done in love, and condescend one to another in the power of the Lord, and in his truth have esteem one of another, and let all things be done among you without any strife. For it is love that edifies the body, and knits it together, and unites it to Christ the heavenly and holy head. And now, you women, though you have been under reproach, because Eve was first in transgression, the promise was, the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. And this promise of God is fulfilled. A virgin should have a child, and they should call shall name Emmanuel, God with us, again. For man and woman were driven from God out of paradise, and the serpent became their head and God of the world. But Christ is come according to the promise of God and his prophets, who was born of a virgin. And therefore said Mary, my spirit does rejoice in God my Savior. My soul does magnify the Lord, for he has regard to the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Now here comes the reproach to be taken off from women, which were first in transgression, who are not allowed to speak in the church. But here Mary did speak, and believe what was spoken to her. And also the reproach and transgression taken off men, that believe in the seed Christ Jesus, who bruises the head of the serpent, that has brought man and woman into his image and his works. But Christ destroys both him and his works, and renews man and woman up into the image of God, as they were in before they fell, and into the power to have dominion to work in his garden, to subdue the earth, etc., so that all are now to labor in the garden of God, that are in the power and image of God, being brought into it by Christ Jesus, who bruises the serpent's head, that has been head in them all. So that Christ Jesus may be head in all men and women, and every man and woman may act from him their holy head, their life and salvation, and keep his heavenly peace in his church, and every living member, believing in the light which is the life in Christ, may be grafted into him the fountain of life, and receive from him the water of life, that they may feel the living springs, and the rivers springing up in them to eternal life. These are living stones, the spiritual household, of which Christ is both head, rock, and foundation. And Christ is called the green tree, which green tree never withers, into whom they are grafted by belief in the light, which is the life in him, from whom they all receive their heavenly living nourishment, through which every graft is nourished. Then it comes to bud and bring forth fruit to the praise of the eternal God. Now every one of these living believers are members of the living church in God, which Christ is the head of, and every member in the church has an office. And so every member is serviceable in the body in his office, in the light which is over darkness and was before it was, and in the life which is over death and was before it was, and in the power of God, which was before the power of the serpent was. And so they are in this light, life, and power to execute their offices. I say, in this divine light, life, power, and spirit of God for God's glory, in truth, purity, virtue, holiness, and righteousness, they are to stand up for the honor of his Son, and receive him who has all power in heaven and earth given to him. And all who receive him, he gives them power to become the sons and daughters of God. Then in his power all are to act and walk, and to serve God in their generation, and in it to serve him in the new creation, in righteousness and holiness, and to stand up in his power for his glory, in his power, righteousness, and holiness that Christ brings into them and renews them in, and so into the restoration, that they may labor in the church and garden of God in his power, to his everlasting praise and glory. Amen. And all friends, stand fast in the liberty with which Christ has made you free, and in the liberty and the faith, which Christ is the author and finisher of, which faith purifies the heart and gives victory, in which you have access to God, the mystery of which is held in a pure conscience, in which faith it has its true liberty. And keep in the liberty of the everlasting glorious gospel of peace, which is not of man, nor by man, but from heaven, which gospel brings and has brought life and immortality to light, and will preserve you in life and immortality over him that has darkened you. And in this gospel you have everlasting liberty and peace, and in the truth, which makes you free from him that is out of the truth. this free state all are to keep in, and also in the pure Holy Spirit of God and Christ, that does mortify all that is to be mortified and crucified, and does baptize you into one body. In this Holy Spirit you are to walk, which leads you into all truth, in which is your unity and fellowship, and gives liberty from that which has grieved it, and quenched, and vexed it. And so in the liberty and fellowship and unity of the holy, pure, and peaceable Spirit, you are all to dwell and walk, which is the bond of the Prince of Princes' peace, which the world cannot take away. George Fox, London, the 13th of the 9th month, 1677. 335. Numbered 345 in printing, my dear friends, to whom is my love in the everlasting seed, that reigns over all and will overcome all your persecutors, and the devil, that is the cause thereof, who fights against the light, which is the life in Christ, as they did against him in the flesh, above 1600 years ago. And now, my friends, suffer as lambs in the time of your sufferings. Let all your wills be subjected with the patience that has the victory, and run the race and obtain the crown of life, and be willing to go to suffer for Christ's sake. For the apostle said, "It is not only given you to believe, but also to suffer for his name's sake, in whom you have salvation. For those who suffer for righteousness' sake are blessed, and theirs is the kingdom of God." And by faith the holy men of God had victory, as you may see at large in Hebrews 11. So nothing is overcome by any man's will, but by faith that gives access to God, in which they do please God. And I do believe that all your sufferings will be for good, for your establishing upon the holy rock of life, which was the rock of all the sufferers, the prophets, and the apostles, who is the anointed Savior, to the answering that of God in all people. For the Lord has a great work and seed in that place. So live in the Spirit that mortifies all and circumcises all and baptizes all, so that with the Spirit you may sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And my desire is that you may all be kept alive to God and live in the living unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of the heavenly peace that passes the knowledge of the world, which peace brings such joys which transcend all your sufferings and will carry you above them. And so in love to God and in love to your persecutors, you can pray for those who persecute you. And this suffering is above all the sufferings in the world, which are without love and charity, who makes one another to suffer when they get the upper hand. But such are not the sufferers for the true Lord Jesus, who suffered. Though he was above all, yet he made none to suffer. And when he was reviled, he reviled not again, but said, "Father, forgive them," and committed himself to him that judges righteously. So let the same mind be in you as was in Christ Jesus. For the apostle said that they had the mind of Christ, and the Lamb overcame and had the victory. And this his sanctified ones that follow him are partakers of. Glory to his name forever. Amen. George Fox, the 12th day of the 5th month, 1677, 336, to friends at Sussex. Numbered 346 in printing, my dear friends, to whom is my love, and to the rest of friends in the area. And my desire is that you may all suffer as lambs of Christ. For when he reviled not again, and he gave his back and cheek to the strikers and smiters, and his hair to be plucked off, and was as a lamb led dumb before his shearers, and he opened not his mouth. Though he was the King of kings and Lord of lords, and so left his followers and believers an example, that they should follow him like innocent lambs. For the Lamb and the saints have the victory over all the terrors, and strikers, and pluckers, and devourers, and persecutors. And so let patience have its perfect work in you and among you, in which you run the race, and do obtain the crown of eternal life. And do not strive, but keep down that spirit that would strive with love, which differs you from all other sufferers who do not have love, which envies not, neither is provoked, but bears all things and endures all things and will wear out all evildoers. And so be faithful and of the good faith that has the victory, and in it suffer joyfully as the saints did, and leave the opposers to the Lord God, who will reward and repay them. And keep in the seed that will outlast all and bruise the head of the serpent. And so the Lord God preserve you all both in life, word, and conversation to his glory, and that all your words may be gracious. Amen. George Fox, the 8th of the 5th month, 1677, 337, concerning subjection of the spirits of the apostles one to another, in the unity of the Spirit of Christ. Numbered 347 in printing, the apostles heard at Jerusalem that the Samaritans had received the word of God, and they sent unto them Peter and John. Acts 8, 14. Now Peter and John did not, in opposition, say, "We will stay till we have a motion." But as the spirits of the prophets were subject to the prophets, so the spirits of the apostles were subject to the apostles. And when tidings came to the church at Jerusalem that the Greeks had believed, they sent forth Barnabas to them, and when he came, he exhorted them. And when Barnabas had found Paul, he brought him to Antioch, and there the disciples were first called Christians, and the church sent the collection by the hands of Paul and Barnabas unto the elders. Acts 11, 22-23, 30 and Acts 9, 27, Paul and Barnabas took with them John, whose surname was Mark, and Mark did not oppose and tell them, "I must wait for a motion." Acts 12, 25, it pleased the apostles and elders with the church to send chosen men to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas and Judas surnamed Barnabas and Silas, chief men among the brethren, and wrote letters by them unto the Gentiles. Acts 15, 22. Saying, "Since as we have heard, that certain that went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, unto whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul said unto Barnabas, "Let us go again unto every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do." And Barnabas determined to take Mark with them. And Paul chose Silas, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And they went through Syria and Cilicia. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches confirmed and established in the faith, and increased in number daily. Acts 16, 4-5, the brethren exhorted the disciples to receive Apollos. Acts 18, 27, and Paul sent unto the Ephesians, and called the elders of the church, and exhorted them. Acts 20, 17, Paul commends Phoebe, a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, and bid them receive her in the Lord, and assist her in whatsoever business she has need of. Rom 16, 1-2, now if Timothy comes, so that you receive him without fear, let no man despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he might come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. Paul said to the Corinthians, "Did I make a gain of you by any whom I sent unto you?" 2 Cor 12, 17-18. Or did Titus make a gain of you? Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and comfort your hearts. F 6, 21-22, Paul sent to the Colossians, Onesimus with Tychicus, to make known all things unto them that were done with him. Call 4, 7-9, and when they had read his epistle, they were to cause it to be read at Laodicea. And Paul charged the Thessalonians by the Lord that they did read his epistle among all the holy brethren. 1 Thess 5, 27, and Paul said, "Take Mark, bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry, and Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus." 2 Tim 4, 11-12. Paul said to Titus 3, 12-13, "When I shall send Artemas or Tychicus unto you, be you diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis and bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing he wanting unto them." Paul said to Philemon, "Having confidence in your obedience, I wrote unto you, knowing that you will also do more than I say." Philemon 1, 21, John said, "Look to yourselves," 2 John 1, 8, "that we lose not these things that we have written, but that we may receive a full reward. I wrote unto the churches, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words." 3 John 1, 9-10, and in Jude, such as go in Balaam, Cain, and Korah's way, wandering stars, raging waves of the sea, wells without water, clouds without rain, trees without fruit, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, their mouths speak great swelling words, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. These are those who separate themselves, such as have not the Spirit. But beloved, build up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude 1, 11-20, "Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them unto you, and the rest will I set in order when I come." 1 Cor 11, 2, 34. Paul in his second epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, 4, 6, "We have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do, and will do the things which we command you. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Now we exhort you, brethren, to warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded, and support the weak, and be patient towards all men, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another, and that you study to be quiet and walk honestly to them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. 1 Thess 5:14, 4:11, 12, and 2 Thess 2:15, therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. George Fox 338, numbered 348 in printing. Dear friends, to whom is my love in the heavenly seed Christ Jesus, in whom all nations are blessed? Oh. Therefore kneel, all in the seed, in which you are blessed, and in which Abraham and all the faithful were blessed, without the deeds or the law, and so the promise was and is to the seed, and not to the law of the first covenant. And in this seed all nations and you are blessed, which bruises the head of the seed which brought the curse, and separated between man and God. This is the seed which reconciles you to God, and this is the seed in which you are blessed, both in materials and spirituals, through which you have an inheritance that cannot be defiled among the sanctified, neither can any defiled thing enter into its possession, for all defilements are out of this seed. This is what leavens up into a new lump, and bruises the head of the wicked seed that leavens into the old lump, upon whom the Son of Righteousness goes down and sets, but never goes down or sets for whom walk in the seed in which all nations are blessed, by which seed they are brought up to God, which puts down that seed which separated between them and God, so that there comes to be nothing between them and God. And so now, all my dear friends, my desires are that you may all be valiant in this heavenly seed for God and his truth upon the earth, and spread it abroad, answering that of God and all, that with it the minds of people may be turned towards the Lord, that he may come to be known and served and worshipped, and that you may all be the salt of the earth, to make the unseasoned savory. And in the name of Jesus, keep your meetings, who are gathered into it, in whose name you have salvation, and he in the midst of you, whose name is above every name under the whole heaven. And so you have a prophet, and bishop, shepherd, priest, and counselor, above all the counselors, priests, bishops, prophets, and shepherds under the whole heaven, to exercise his offices among you in your meetings that are gathered in his name. And so Christ's meeting and gathering is above all the meetings and gatherings under the whole heaven. And so his body, his church, and he the head of it, is above all the bodies and churches and heads under the whole heaven. And so the faith that Christ is the author of, and the worship that he has set up, and his fellowship in his gospel, is above all historical faiths, and the faiths that men have made, together with their worships and fellowships, under the whole heaven. And now, dear friends, keep your men and women's meetings in the power of God, the gospel, the authority of them, which brings life and immortality to light in you. And this gospel, the power of God, will preserve you in life and in immortality, which has brought it to light in you, that you may see over him that has darkened you, and so from the knowledge of the things of God. And so, it is he and his instruments that would darken you from life and immortality, and that would throw down your men and women's meetings, which are established in the power of God, the gospel, and would darken you again from this life and immortality, which the gospel has brought to light, and will preserve you in life and in immortality, as your faith stands in the power of God, the gospel, in which everyone sees your work and service for God. And every heir of the power of God, the gospel, has right to this authority, which is not of man nor by man, which gospel, the power of God, is everlasting and leads you into an everlasting fellowship. And in the gospel is everlasting joy, comfort, and peace, which will outlast all those joys, comforts, and peace that will have an end, and also that spirit that opposes its order, and the glorious fellowship, peace, and comfort that are in it. And now, my dear friends, my desire is that you may keep in the unity of the Spirit that baptizes you all into one body, which Christ is the heavenly and spiritual head of, so that you may see and witness to your heavenly and spiritual head, and all drink into that one Spirit, which all people upon the earth are not like to drink into while they grieve, quench, and rebel against it, nor be baptized into one body, nor keep the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. Yes, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, peace, which is the duty of all true Christians to keep, who are inwardly united to Christ. so with my love in the everlasting seed. George Fox Swarthmore, the 26th of the 7th month, 1678-339, to friends in the county of Oxford. Numbered 349 in printing, dear friends, keep in the Lord's power that his kingdom stands in and in righteousness, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, which the devil and all his instruments of strife and debate and sowers of discord among brethren are out of, and keep that spirit out with the power of God, which was before it was, in which gospel the power of God is your holy and heavenly order. In the possession of the same labor, walking in the new and living way over all the dead ways of Adam, let them be what sect they will. And in this new and living way you have the life and the truth, which death and darkness cannot get into, which is out of the truth, though they may talk of the words of the truth. But keep in the pure religion that was set up above 1600 years ago. And this pure religion, which is undefiled before God, will keep you from the spots of the world, and above all the spotted and dirty religions that are not pure, but are defiled before and in the sight of God. And in this religion, in your men's and women's meetings, that are in the gospel of Christ, and in the order of it, you will see that nothing is lacking, being ordered by the holy, pure, peaceable, and gentle wisdom of God from above. And so keep in the worship of God, in the new covenant, in the Spirit, and in the truth, which the devil, that foul spirit who is out of the truth, cannot get into, nor his company. And so in the seed of life, which bruises the head of the serpent, all dwell and sit down, who is the Amen, the first and last, in whom you have peace with God, and then nothing can get between you and the Lord God. George Fox, top back letters, next letters.